Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Aaron Luttrell, and unlike last week where Greg was flying solo, I am flying solo today on this episode of Real Talk Real Estate. We just had our company kick off today and took up some appointments this morning, so I apologize. I'm getting started a little bit later than I anticipated, but I got some great information today. As I mentioned in the description on this post, Kara Amir wrote a fantastic article on Inman.com, which is a great resource for realtors to utilize to get some information on what's happening in the industry and stuff like that. And this is a topic that I think is super important that I needed to share with everybody. And what it is six myths that buyers believe about the online home buying process. And obviously that's something that we definitely need to dispel, because as the industry moves forward and technology is getting more utilized time and time again, the truth is online shopping is something that happens most of the time. Like 84% of home buyers find the home that they purchase online before they ever see it anywhere else. So online shopping is definitely a big thing that needs to be discussed. So six different myths that we're going to go through. I'll tell you what the myth is and tell you some information about what the truth behind the actual process is. So myth number one, the most important one that most people don't realize, unfortunately, is when you connect with somebody online, most of the time, they are not the listing agent for that property. Comes as a shocker to a lot of people, but websites like Trulia, Zillow, Realtor.com, a lot of the people that you're reaching out to on these are agents who have paid lots of money for leads in a specific area. So the truth is that depending on what site you're looking at, if it's not a company-owned website like fctuckermg.com or something like that, if you're not connecting with the actual listing agent specifically and you just connect with an agent, truth of the matter is 90% of the time you're connecting with somebody who may not know anything about the property, may not have ever been in there or anything else like that. But that's not a huge problem. Don't let that scare you. The truth is there's a lot of access to information that we have as real estate agents that we can figure out anything that we need to know about that property, answer any question that you might have, and develop a good relationship with whoever the listing agent is to make sure that you're taken care of. Just don't expect every single time you contact somebody to get in touch with the listing agent. They may have to do some homework and figure out some additional information. Point number two, agents will never stop bothering me if I contact them online. I always tell my agents when I'm doing any kind of training program or anything that the fortune's in the follow-up. Let's be honest. We are in a sales service industry. We have to do everything we can to make sure we're following up with people to give them the information that they've asked for, to keep them informed with everything that's going on. So if you are filling out any kind of inquiry online or anything else like that, people are going to follow up with you because you're showing an interest in a property. You're giving them some kind of notification that you're a potential buyer for a property. So our job is to follow up. But guess what? Easy fix, guys. Super easy. All you got to do is tell that agent, hey, thank you so much for the information. Not really interested in purchasing a home right now. I just wanted to kind of get some additional information on this property because I was just curious. Or, hey, thank you so much. I accidentally clicked on an inquiry button, didn't realize it was going to connect me with an agent. That's not going to bother anyone either. Or third, hey, you know what? Sorry, didn't mean to inquire from anybody indirectly, but I actually do have an agent who's taking care of me. Thank you so much for answering the question, but I've got this taken care of. Any of those things is going to make sure that that agent doesn't add you to a list or keep bothering you over and over again. Go ahead, let them know. It's not that big of a deal. They can get you off a list that won't keep calling you or texting you or anything else. Number three, I just point, click, and show, right? It's like anything else online. Instant gratification. Here's a big point on this one, and this is one that I try to emphasize to all of my clients, especially when I'm working with buyers, that, hey, we need a little bit of advance notice. Don't just show up in town one day and say, hey, I'm here. I want to look at all these houses. There's a lot of moving parts that go into getting into homes. So when you see it online, if you see that there's furniture and all that other stuff inside a house, kind of remember, you know, this is somebody's home potentially. They may not have it 100% show ready all the time. They may want some additional notice because they may have children that they got to get out. They may have pets that they got to get out. We need to make sure that we give them ample notice, sometimes 24 hours in advance or more, to make sure that they can have that property ready for you to show. On top of that, when I'm working with a buyer, I may not be working with one buyer at a time. I may have 5, 10, 15 buyers that I'm working with at a time. And so even though I have a team where I'm able to kind of move some things around, get some stuff going, have other people help me out, we all have busy schedules too, and we may have other things that are going on that kind of prevents us from being able to just drop everything we're doing and just run out and show properties all the time. Don't use point, click, and show features to schedule a showing super quick if your agent is unavailable, because that can have a cascade effect of negative things that could go on. First off, it's really not fair to another agent who rushes out to show you the property. We work on commission basis. We do not get paid to show homes. We are not making any money to do that. Our job specifically is to develop relationships to make sure that we can work with someone to get them a home sold. And only when we close a deal do we get a paycheck. So you may think, hey, it's not hurting anybody. It's just running out and showing me a house. Truth is it can hurt some people. The other thing is if you go out and you find the home that you want to buy with an agent that isn't yours, and they find out that you go out and make an offer, there's such a thing in the real estate business as procuring cause that can cause other problems and other disputes that you just don't want to get yourself into. So be upfront and honest with an agent if you do go online to try to schedule a showing. Let them know, hey, you know, my agent wasn't available right now. The truth of the matter is your agent's really going to appreciate, more specifically, if you can try to schedule another time that works in everybody's schedule, because it's going to be in your best interest to make sure your agent is the one who's letting you inside the house. Next point, I can get in right away. Now this one's kind of I've already touched on. No, we need some notice. There are a lot of moving parts, and even if the house is vacant, sometimes there's specific things that we need to know about that, you know, may cause problems for the type of financing you're looking at or other kind of stuff. So anytime you contact an agent, if you're contacting them out of the blue, they've never met you, they don't know who you are, they're probably not going to just drop what they've got going on. They're probably not going to say, hey, you know what? I would love to just run out and show you this house right now. There's a list of questions that I ask every single buyer before I ever meet with them to show them a property. That list goes through, hey, do you have an agent? Who is your agent? I want to make sure that you're taken care of. I don't want to step on anybody's toes. We have a code of ethics that we follow, and I want to make sure that I'm adhering to that. Also on top of that, have you been pre-qualified for a loan? Because let's be honest, if you're not qualified, you're not a prepared buyer, and the market that we're in right now, I'm not even showing properties unless people are pre-qualified, because the last thing I want to do is take you in a house, get your hopes up so high, and you fall in love with it, and then you find out you can't buy it. It's going to put a horrible taste in your mouth. You're going to ultimately be upset at the entire process. It's just not a good situation to be in. Not only that, even if you're a rock solid buyer, you've got tons of money to put down, and you know your credit score is off the charts. If you're competing against other people who have their pre-approval in hand and they are ready to get going quickly, that could spell disaster for you if we're waiting on a lender to get you a pre-approval taken care of before we get inside a house. Also, pre-qualifying questions we want to know about. Are you renting? Do you own? If you are renting, how long's your lease? If you own a property, do you have to sell it first? These are all important questions to make sure that we as agents can better serve you. It's not something that we do to slow you down or push you off or anything else like that. We've been in a limited inventory market. We want to make sure that we are making you as competitive as possible anytime we're ready to write an offer. So when you do find the home that you want, we can get you in there, we can make it happen, and we can get it done quickly, smoothly, and efficiently. Next thing, everything I need to know is online. Super easy to find out, right? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I'm about to write an article on LinkedIn today, specifically about real estate in the information age, the internet age. Truth of the matter is, back in the day, realtors were the gatekeepers of all the information. If you wanted any info on a house, you gotta come to a real estate agent to find out what it is. It's not like that anymore. There is a ton of great information that you can find online. You can find out the price, the taxes. You can find out where the schools are. You can find out school information, crime rates, anything you can imagine. If you're a savvy looker and you know where to search on Google, you're going to find a lot of this information. So that's not necessarily everything you need to know, though. What's the good marketing trends? What are prices actually doing in the neighborhood? Is this going to be a solid investment? Is there something about the property that's not disclosed in the public-facing website that we know as agents that's being shared between us that we need to disclose to you? Like, maybe there's a specific type of financing that the seller doesn't want to accept. Maybe there's some kind of restrictive covenant that you don't know about because it's not publicized anywhere. Maybe there's HOA dues that are going to put it outside of the price payment where you're comfortable with. These are all things that you definitely need to consult with an agent on, because our job is to protect you. ultimately, everything I do is to operate in your best interest if you're a buyer. So even if you find everything online, there may be some other additional information that's super important that you haven't seen that we need to be able to get our hands on to get you taken care of. And then finally, this is the biggest myth of all time. This is one that I think is absolutely critical, and kind of all these other points have led up to this. Hey, I'm just searching online. I don't need an agent. I'm just looking around. I'm not ready to go. Again, it's always, always, always in your best interest if you can to consult with one trusted advisor. Build that relationship with that person to make sure that you can get reliable information, that you can get into homes that they know that you like based on past experience, and they can answer questions that you may not think about because they've been important to you in other homes that might slip your mind when you're looking at the beautiful cosmetics of the house. Having a real estate agent as a buyer in Indiana costs you $0. We are compensated through a broker cooperation policy through the seller who pays the commission, and I don't ever charge any kind of administration fee or anything else like that. So a lot of people think, oh man, it's gonna cost me so much more money to have an agent involved. I don't know if I wanna do this. That is just not the case. It is always to your benefit to have a knowledgeable, trusted professional in your corner. So even if you're just looking online, send them to that agent and say, hey, anything I need to know about this property that I'm not seeing online? Hey, what can you tell me about the neighborhood market? Is it increasing? Are prices going up? Are they going down? Zestimates aren't always the best indicator of what's actually truly happening because you know what? They're just not 100% accurate. I've talked on it many, many times. Automated valuation models just aren't perfect. So you need that person who's in the trenches, who has the experience, who knows how to negotiate to make sure that you are taken care of. So, top six myths about online home buying busted for you. Special thanks to Kara Amir. I tagged her in the description on this video. Just wanted to give her a shout out to say thank you for this awesome article. It was on Inman.com, which is a subscription-based platform for real estate agents and real estate professionals. So that one was unfortunately not one that I could share with you, but I talked to her last night to make sure that I could get this information out to you guys because it's super, super important. As I always do, I'll make sure and save this video after the fact so you can get this access to this information at any point in time. So if you could, give me a like, give me a share, share it with anybody you know who's kind of talked about, oh, I've been looking online at houses, I'm not really ready for an agent, I'm not sure what I really want to do. Get this in front of them to make sure that they know specifically these six myths because they may be guilty of one of them without even realizing it. If you've got any other topics that you want us to talk about, you can always let me know down in the comments below or hit me up on a private message or give me a call at 812-779-6273. We will be back live next Tuesday, but also quick shout that Greg and I, this Thursday, 5 p.m., we're doing our next food challenge. Really looking forward to this one. Greg's been talking. He's been running his mouth, talking a big game, talking about how great he is at chicken wing eating. So Wall of Flame Challenge at Wings Etc. on Diamond Avenue, going live at 5, doing that event, and it's going to be a fun one. 16 Wall sauced wings, which is the hottest sauce that they have. You can't have any other food, can't have any drink while you're doing it, so that'll be an interesting thing to do. So hope you all are having a great Tuesday. It's great to be back in the office after a quick trip to Miami for a conference, and I'm looking forward to doing more of these this year. So I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.